Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's Kevin Sheehan on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Are you ready?
So, one of my boys just sent me this thread and said, "Did you say this, Dad, on the show?" Yeah, I did say it. And basically, it starts with Pedro on Twitter saying, "Did Kevin Sheehan really just say that Washington arguably has the worst defense on paper in the NFC East? I don't think I can take him seriously after that." And it generated a thread of a lot of responses. Yeah, I did say that. I did say that. In fact, 2 days ago, what I said as we were sitting here discussing the projections, some of the early projections for next year, I was curious as to where Washington's defense was being predicted to be in 2022. And it really was off of the conversation. The context for it was, you know, what a difference a year makes. A year ago, super confident we all were about the defense, even with the schedule that they were facing. And, you know, not so confident about the offense, although more optimistic perhaps about the offense with, you know, maybe an upgrade at quarterback with Ryan Fitzpatrick coming off the two best years of his career. And so I said the interesting thing is not only did, you know, we think a year ago that Washington's defense was the best in the division. Many people had it as one of the best in the NFL. There were people that described Washington's defense as potentially being the best in the NFL. And then a year later, after really what was a horrific performance, and by the way, some losses along the way to personnel, and as other teams in the division perhaps got better defensively, certainly Philadelphia did, on paper anyway, where's Washington's defense in the division? And I said, you could make the case right now that it's not as good as Dallas and Philadelphia's, and that it might be right there with the Giants. You could lean Giants, especially with their new defensive coordinator, you know, in Don Wink Martindale, coming over from Baltimore to work for Brian Daboll in his first year in New York. So, yeah, no, that's not a hot take, as some people described. That's how I really feel. And then we spent some time yesterday going through the Seth Walder, the analytics guy from ESPN, and his Pro Football Power Index, which ranks teams and then ranks individual units, including defense and offense. And he had Washington's 2022 defense being the 26th best defense in the league, tied with the Giants, with both the Dallas and Philadelphia defenses being better. Look, if you just look back at last year, I mean, from a DVOA standpoint, Dallas's defense was 2 in the league last year in Football Outsiders DVOA metric. The Giants were 18th, Philadelphia was 25th, and Washington was 27th. Now, it's fair to say Washington had a lot of injuries. So did Philadelphia. Philadelphia had a bunch of injuries to its defense. And Dallas lost some man games as well. We've been through this man games thing, lost last year. There was this sense from a lot of fans that Washington was the most injured team in the league. That wasn't true at all. Washington's man games lost, key man games lost, Brendan. Remember we did this? It was like in the middle of the pack. In fact, I think it was in the it was in the back half. It was like 17th or 18th.
Yeah, I don't remember the exact rankings, but they were middle of the pack in man games lost and middle of the pack in starting games lost.
Right.
And then they were, I believe it was 10th or 11th in games lost to COVID. So everyone always complains that the back half of the schedule, they lost a lot of games to COVID. They did.
They did.
But they weren't the most impacted by it. There were other teams on their schedule that were also impacted by both man games lost to injury and games lost to COVID.
The timing of their COVID losses wasn't great because they had won four in a row. They had lost that game to Dallas, and then they started. And a lot of the losses, obviously, were key losses on offense. In fact, a lot of the injuries last year were key injuries on offense. No Logan Thomas, no Curtis Samuel, no J.D. McKissic for the closing stretch. And then with the COVID, losing your starting quarterback at the beginning of the season. Hello? We kind of forget about that. That the guy that they paid $10 million to for 1 year that was supposed to be an upgrade, and I think Ryan Fitzpatrick would have been an upgrade over what they have. Again, low bar to clear from the previous couple of seasons. But then they lost a very big-time loss, I think, in J.D. McKissic down the stretch. I think their injuries offensively ended up being more debilitating to Scott Turner and company than the losses on defense. I understand Chase Young was lost for the year and that Montez Sweat missed a bunch of games, but the truth is that neither player was playing very well. Logan Thomas was. J.D. McKissic was. When you lose your starting quarterback, that's a BFD at the beginning of the year. But anyway, last year, the DVOA numbers, you know, tell you where Washington was, which was near the bottom of the league defensively. If you want to go with just some of the more traditional numbers, Washington had the second worst third down defense in the NFL last year. They gave up 48.5% conversions on third down. Now, we've heard Jack Del Rio explain that there were some days in phase two, as Ben Standig reported last spring, where several second, or I don't know, a few secondary players didn't show up, and that may have been the reason for the terrible pass defense. And there were a lot of third and longs completed against them. At one point, they were trending, remember, in those first seven or eight games towards having the worst third down defense in modern NFL history. But they got it together in the back half of the schedule, and they ended up at 48.5%, a full percentage point ahead of the Chargers, who had the worst third down defense in the league. You know, in things like yards allowed, Washington was like 22nd in the league. So the reason I bring up last year's numbers is because, well, what have they done here in the offseason to change that? Well, you know, I'm sure Jack Del Rio is hoping that everybody shows up for all of these voluntary things so that they can get their act together and not have so much miscommunication on the back end where he thought that that was a big issue. We certainly hope that Chase Young returns healthy. Montez Sweat is totally healthy. But Washington defensively has added Phil Mathis in the second round, Percy Butler in the fourth round. Those are the additions to the defense. They have lost, as we know, Matt Ioannidis, Tim Settle. Now, you might get Benjamin St. Juice back. I did like some of what I saw in him. I loved the size. I loved his ability to play a little bit more press coverage with his size and length. But they didn't add anything, and they have major, major question marks at linebacker. They have major question marks, I believe, in the secondary, although I do like Kendall Fuller and I do like Cameron Curl. And, you know, I thought Bobby McCain, after talking really more to people in the know out there, was a guy that really started to get it more than anybody else. They really like Bobby McCain's football IQ. And I think this was a major priority for them. I think all of us would say Bobby McCain wasn't very good, and then he got better and was decent. Jackson obviously was a misfit, playing out of position for a while, or playing too much zone as a man corner, and we know what happened with Landon Collins along the way, who's not back either. Meantime, Philadelphia has added defensively. You know, they were injured last year. They'll get Brandon Graham back, this year to go with Cox and Barnett in their front four. You add Jordan Davis to that mix, their first round selection from Georgia, and Javon Hargrave, and you could make the case right there that Philadelphia's front four is every bit of what Washington's front four is. Then they added Hassan Reddick to their linebacker backing crew. Underrated signing, in my opinion. N'Kobe Dean, we'll see whether or not the league kind of spoke on a guy that initially in January and February was thought to be the first Georgia defensive player to go off the board in the first round and lasted all the way until the third round. They just signed James Bradbury, so Slay and Bradbury are their starting corners. Yeah. Philadelphia's defense overall on paper is better than Washington's. Dallas defensively, I mean, the way they performed last year, are you really going to argue that Washington's defense is better than Dallas's defense? DeMarcus Lawrence, they'll get Gallimore back healthy, Vander Esch, Parsons, Defensive Rookie of the Year, Diggs, Brown, etc. And then the one that, again, and I didn't say Washington's defense was definitely worse than the Giants' defense on paper, but I thought the Giants' defense, I actually think the Giants' defense over the last couple of years has had some talent on it. The problem is they've sucked so bad offensively. And you could say that to a certain degree about Washington as well, that Washington's offense, they've not played great complementary football, and maybe this year, if Carson Wentz turns out to be the upgrade we think he'll be, and I do think he'll be an upgrade, and offensively they're more dynamic than they've been, and they're able to move the football and score points, like they did, by the way, during that four-game win streak when they dominated time of possession, really dominated time of possession, and you kept the defense off the field. The Giants have had that issue here in recent years, not to mention turnovers as well and short field opportunities. But Leonard Williams, Dexter Lawrence, Kayvon Thibodeau, Martinez, Ojulari, who I love, they've got some talent on defense in New York, and now they have an excellent proven defensive coordinator. So yeah, that's not hot take material. That's just kind of obvious at this point. It's flipped. Washington offensively in the division has gained significant ground. If everybody's healthy along with what they've added, Washington may have, and I made this case 2 weeks ago, the best skill position group in the division, although I think that probably goes to Philadelphia after the A.J. Brown trade. But if we take quarterback out of it, Washington's offensive line probably isn't the best. Dallas and Philadelphia are probably 1-2 there. But in terms of receivers and playmakers, Washington's got a lot. Big year for Carson Wentz, for Scott Turner, because one of the focuses of last offseason and this offseason, if you include the De'Ami Brown and Curtis Samuel additions last year and the Jahan Dotson situation this year, along with a running back that they drafted in the third round, Washington has plenty of weapons. Yeah, I don't think that that's really much of a stretch at all. What do you think? 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. Am I nuts that Washington's defense, at least going into next year, could be the worst in the NFC East? 301-230-0980. Your calls on our Valor Home listener lines when we come back. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, theteam980.com. We're also on the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.